and welcome to the Beer Nuts Productions podcast. My name is Goff, and today I am joined by a very special guest. This lady, she's got a hat and so many rings. She's a teacher, she's an actor, she's a casting agent person as well. She does everything in the creative fields. It's Jordan Tomars. How are you going, Jordan?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Very well indeed.
What an intro.
Well, it's the truth. You do all of that stuff. And what brought you to the arts? Why the arts?
Oh gosh. Ever since I could remember, I've just loved acting and storytelling and creating. So I was doing drama classes when I was young, and you know, Mum always took me to Brisbane for my auditions, and yeah, I just kind of fell in love with it. So the rest is history.
and so when did you start like doing it seriously, like getting involved in productions?
Well, I've been doing short films since I was probably about 15, 16. So I was at school, and then I would do, you know, short films, drama classes, auditions outside of school. And then it was when I graduated that I kind of was juggling, sort of trying to decide between psychology and acting. And I thought, oh, I could do psychology and do acting on the side. But then I thought, no, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to really do it. So yeah, I went and studied a Bachelor of Acting and Performance at the TAFE in Southbank. And I did that for a year. It was a 3-year course, but it ended up not being for me. And there was a few reasons. It was very theatre based, and I love theatre, but I think I had a lot of experience and I wanted to move more into film. Yeah, and I did learn a lot though. I ended up going to LA to stay with some family friends around the time of my final exams, and obviously because they were acting, they had to be in person. So when that came up, it all sort of just aligned that it just wasn't working. So I left the course, and ever since I've just been studying with mentors around the Gold Coast and Brisbane. And yeah, I'm so happy I made that decision. Best decision I ever made, for sure.
Okay, cool. I like it. And so just sort of skipping ahead, I usually say this at the end, but I've seen a couple of your short films that have been on YouTube and whatnot. Can you maybe just give a shout out to where people can watch you in your acting glory?
Well, you can find me on Instagram, just jordan.tomars. I post some of my scenes, and same with Facebook. It's just my name. I've started posting my scenes a lot more recently, just to sort of show people what I've been up to and things like that. So yeah.
Now, as I said in the intro, you also are an acting teacher.
Yes.
Which I'm really curious to learn more about, because you mainly teach kids.
Yes.
And I'm really curious as to how you do that. Like, how do you teach a kid how to act?
Well, to be honest, the kids that I teach are super talented. So I teach at the audition process for Leanne Armstrong. And yeah, it's sort of, not all of them want to be actors, but it's just a great way to sort of help them build up their confidence and, you know, have something fun to do after school, some extracurricular activities, and they can hang out with their friends and have fun. So we sort of just do a screen acting class, and we record them, and then they can watch it back. And then we do American accent coaching as well. So yeah, they're at all different levels, but they're all such awesome kids, and they just love acting and having fun and creating. And yeah, it's a really fun process.
So you don't take it too seriously? You keep it nice and fun for the kids?
Yeah, no, like, I mean, some of them they're with an agency and, you know, they're auditioning and things like that. And others are just wanting to do drama outside of school. So there's a bit of everything, you know. We have a bit of fun, but then we also are really learning at the same time. So that's awesome.
What are you teaching them? Because I'm curious, because obviously kids can only take in so much information because they've only got little brains, because they're little people.
Yeah.
So what specifically are you teaching a kid?
Well, what I'll do is I'll have them sit and perform their scene, whatever scene they might have for that week, depending. And then I will just give them feedback, whether it be technical, to do with self-taping, or to do with acting, you know, objectives and making bold choices, or teaching them things about the industry. Like, sometimes you'll get an audition with a super quick turnaround, so memorizing lines, all that sort of stuff. American dialect, especially with particular words, like, for example, Americans don't say nappies, they say diapers, or, you know, primary school and elementary school, just little things like that. Yeah.
So you're not, for example, teaching them methods of acting?
Yeah, no. Just, it sort of depends on what what we're doing, but we'll do some, you know, warm-ups and things like that sometimes and sort of get them in their bodies and to focus on their instrument and things like that. But yeah, mainly it's just giving them feedback on their tapes and answering any questions they might have. And yeah.
Do you enjoy doing that?
I love it. It's so great. It's really rewarding to see them grow as well over the weeks. And yeah, they really start to settle into it and it's really nice to see. Yeah.
That's cool. Very cool indeed. And what about the parents? Are there any like crazy stage mums that have given you a hard time?
No, not that I've experienced, luckily. No, they're all pretty good. They're super supportive of their kids, which is really nice to see in an industry where, you know, obviously there can be some hesitation there from parents when their kids say that they want to be an actor, but it's really nice to see all the parents so supportive. So yeah.
Would you like, if parents are listening to this now and their kids have sort of got a bit of a creative flair to them, would you encourage them to do something like what you do?
Yeah, nourish it as much as you can, you know. It is scary, I know, to be in an industry like this, but it really, really helps build their confidence. And at the end of the day, if they want to do that, the best thing you can do is just encourage them to follow their heart and do what they love. So, yeah.
That's cool. Very good advice indeed. Now, you also work for a casting agency. So I'm curious as to advice you would give to adult. We're talking about adult actors now. So you've, you know, a producer like me, for example, has sent you an audition piece and you've said, we're going to send Charlie Smith out for this audition. So when you send Charlie Smith the script or the piece that he's going to audition, what's some key advice that you would give him as well to make sure he can get the part?
Yeah, so I work for talent agency. So yeah, we represent talent and submit. But God, it's funny because there's not really something you can do to get a part per se. I think it's more just about whether, you know, obviously when you're a writer, you have an idea in your head of what you want and what you envision that character to be like. So I guess it just comes down to having the right energy for that character. But I would say make bold choices and make sure you make choices before you go into the audition room. Don't just learn the lines and yeah, just interpret the character how you think, how they are for you, and that's your spice. And if you don't get it, that's just how it was meant to be. Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean you're not a good actor, or I say this all the time. I think there's a common misconception that if you don't book a role, you're not good, or it's nothing to do with that. It's more just about who you are and what you can bring to the role and, yeah, your spice. So, yeah, that's what I would say.
Do you enjoy working in the casting sort of field as well?
Yeah, well, not casting, but
well, as a talent agent, I know there's a distinct difference, but but working with the talent, trying to get them roles and whatnot?
I love it, yeah. I kind of try to combine a lot of the things that I've learned being an actor and help out people that are starting out, because I know sometimes it's hard in this industry. You don't really know which way to go and there's a lot of conflicting information. So yeah, I love helping out and sort of just being in the industry and seeing the other side of things and how that works too is really great for me as an actor. So yeah, I've definitely soaked up a lot of information. And
do you think it's helped you with your own audition? So when Jordan goes for an audition, she's got a few extra ideas in her head of things to do and not to do?
Yeah, for sure. I think more just about being reliable and responding and just making sure you're always on your A game and being proactive is, yeah.
Now, being in the arts, as you would well know, doing it for as long as you have, is a tough gig. And I think the number one example we can give is you have three jobs. You're an actor, you work in a casting, a talent agency, and you also teach the kids as well.
Yeah.
So you're juggling three jobs to make ends meet and to make it all happen and to make keep the dream alive. Is that one of the challenges of choosing the arts as a career?
Yes, definitely. I actually have another job. I waitress as well for a catering company. Some weekends. So yeah, it's a lot, but it's definitely what you have to do to be in the industry. You kind of have to work to be able to afford to train so that you can work, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Cool. And so any advice for like some youngsters who are starting out? Because like I say, you've got four jobs I've just learned.
Yeah.
You've got four jobs now and you've got to juggle your time and make sure you can give your most to every single thing. What's some really good advice you can give to people, you know, in the 19, 20 who are just sort of starting on their journey?
Gosh, I could talk for hours, but the main thing I would say is just believe in yourself, don't give up, and if you can, try to find a job that's going to feed your soul, if you would say. Something that, yeah, you're not going to, it's not a soul-sucking job, if you can. But, yeah, just work hard and believe in yourself is the main thing that I would say, and just soak up as much knowledge as you can from as many people as you can.
And what about you for goals for the future? What would you like to achieve in the next, you know, couple of years going forward?
Quite a bit. I have a lot of goals. I've recently just written my own short film, so I would love to get that up and running. And, yeah, I want to do a lot. I actually would like to start a podcast at some point.
Well, definitely. Scott's got a studio just here.
Yeah, well, this is awesome, this place. Yeah, I've always wanted to start a podcast.
About what?
But I don't know, just chatting about all things acting and, you know, being a girl and living and just anything, really. I love chatting about random topics and things like that, and anything, advice. I love giving advice as well. Part of the reason why I wanted to be a psychologist. So, yeah, anything to do with that. And acting-wise, just auditioning, training and booking as many roles as I can.
And you just said you've got a little short script that you've got going on.
Yes.
How are you going to try and make that happen? What's your sort of plan in your head to make that a reality?
Well, I already am surrounded, luckily, by a lot of amazing creatives, so I am going to get some of those on board. I've already got someone on board who's just started sort of delving into the film industry to be director, first AD, all of that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I just kind of want to chat to a writer and make some final tweaks and then get a crew together and maybe save up a little bit, have a bit of a budget and just shoot it. Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and do it.
Well, I already know a bunch of actors and, you know, writers, directors, so may as well bring them all together and have a little fun passion project.
Well, that's exactly, and you work at a talent agency, so you've got access to all the actors you want.
That's true, yes.
You know, the good ones and the bad ones, because you hire them.
Yes. No bad actors, just learning.
Just learning, I like that. Very politically correct. You're not a bad actor, you're just learning.
No.
That's hilarious. Okay, so look, and again, so if people want to learn more about Jordan, your Instagram again?
Yes, jordan.tomars. That's my Instagram. That's probably where I'm most active.
Do you have a YouTube channel?
No, I've been considering, but too much on in my life. Too busy for that, but one day.
You are a busy lady, no doubt about
that. Yes.
So thank you so much, though, for giving me the time today. I really do appreciate you coming down.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of this week's episode of the Beer Nuts Productions podcast. Make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a friendly comment, rate and review. 5 stars is always helpful. Jordan's going to give this 5 stars.
Definitely.
See, I like it. So thank you again, Jordan, for coming in today. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And remember, Beer Nuts Productions is your one-stop shop for all your entertainment needs. So until next time, we shall chat to you then.
Woohoo!